It's Monday, April 9th, and you're listening to The Geek at Geek News Central, show number 756, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Save 25% on a one-year, fourth-generation hosting account by using the promo code CES2. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, great to be back in the studio here in Honolulu. Got a lot to share. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast. My name is Todd Cochran. We're coming from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio looking over Greater Honolulu. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. And of course, I want to encourage you to get over to geeknewscentral.com and check out all our great content. Really, when you get over there, it's a piece of cake. And all you got to do to sign up for all the great things that we offer for the show is it's all right there on the main page. You just basically have the subscribe to show via iTunes, via RSS, via Zoom Marketplace. You can get connected to our newsletter so that you get the show notes delivered directly to your inbox following the show. So what we want to do is make sure that you're over there and checking us out and checking out all the daily content that the great content creators at the site provide. We've got a great team of writers. Of course, we want you to watch the show. If you haven't caught it live, you can watch us on the Tech Podcast channel, on the Roku, on the Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV. Of course, you can come straight to geeknewscentral.com on Google TV by itself. And of course, if you want to reach out and talk to me and you want to share some thoughts on the show, all you got to do is come over to Twitter, and you can Twitter me at Geek News, or you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or call the voicemail hotline at 619-342-7365. I've got an audio problem tonight. It's been causing me a feedback issue, and I'm reaching down here behind and shaking a cable because I got a cable or something that is causing me fits. And what it is the left ear is dropping out and is driving me insane. It really is. So maybe a long show just hearing here. And what it does, it just causes a little bit of feedback issue. Then every once in a while, the audio clips and you can hear pop, pop, pop in and it pop, pop, pops out. And it's just enough to drive you crazy. So there it is. It's dropping in, dropping out. So, yeah, like you guys care about my technical issues. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. And, of course, we want to encourage you, thank those of you that are new to the show. Thanks for being here and being part of the family. And for those of you that are longtime listeners or viewers of the show, thanks for being here and being part of the Ohana. And thanks for staying subscribed. It's really important to me. Hey, one thing we're going to be doing, and one thing I want to talk about real quick is, in the Ohana Source back here, which really kind of started out as the Skype Source, which was a direct copy of what Leo Laporte was doing at the cottage, it's still an SD system. So I've been working over the past week or so to bring in gear that I can use to test and essentially get the system ready to go. HD. This weekend, I think I nailed it down and figured out exactly what the configuration is going to be. There may be one equipment change yet, and I'm going to send a couple of items back that aren't working as well as I want them to. But it's all part of the progression this studio is going to make. My wife and I made a decision on the background change. We actually are ordering a new set of cabinetry to go in back. It's all going to be custom made. It's going to be really nice, and it'll give a nice backdrop to the studio here, which is going to enhance everything that I've got planned for the video portion of the show. But I think what will be the centerpiece and what's really going to be nice is these two monitors that are back here are going to change to a 16 by 9 format. It looks like we're going to be able to use Mac Minis to actually be the machines that are going to drive the monitors. It kind of serves a dual purpose. We do a lot of video processing with the Mac Pro, so that's just going to add more cores to the network. So when we're doing video processing, those can act as kind of a add to the CPU cycles available for editing, and also dual purpose and being able to have a full HD 16 by 9 setup. And what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to be feeding an actual SDI signal, which is really pure and beautiful, to the actual TriCaster, which is really kind of the goal there, was to get everything, cleans up cables. I don't have to have big bulky compositor component cables, just a single line, and it kind of cleans up my, actually lowers my power usage and everything. So I think it's going to be a good move, and we'll get the system up to an HD system. And believe me, the initial investment that we made in the Ohanasaurus a number of years ago, and this has been in there a while, is well paid for itself many, many times over with our Saturday Morning Tech Show that is growing gangbusters. That if you haven't watched the latest episode, it's up and available online. It's really fantastic what that show's actually growth and how it's developed over the past couple of years as well. We hit show number 50. And I do that when I'm home here in Honolulu on Saturdays, but that's kind of what's going on. So I don't know if I'm going to get it done before NAB, if I'm going to get the upgrade done, we'll see, but I'm going to need some new graphics back there. So if someone wants to help us out with some 16 by 9 graphics and maybe change up the background image a little bit, looking forward to that. If you want to help the show out, please do so. And we'll have to fit in a 16 by 9 motif. That'll be the main aspect ratio. So that'll be the most important thing. Hey, we want to thank our sponsors here. Of course, without our sponsors, upgrades to the studios and keeping my family would not be at all possible. And definitely want you to check out all the great offer codes I have for GoDaddy. And if you run into trouble using the GoDaddy codes, please, 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 email me immediately and let me know and give me some details on the order. We've had a couple of people try to use the ComSale, which is a $7.99 code, which allows you to use it on renewals. And but just remember, if you intermix.coms and .nets, you're only going to get the $7.99 discount on the .com. So just stack the .coms in the renewal shopping cart, go pay for those, then come back and add your .nets, your .tvs, your whatever other domain names you have, and then use one of my other promo codes to take some. Now, sometimes you get a discount, sometimes you don't. Don't forget that you can't combine codes at GoDaddy. That's the most important thing, is when you try to combine codes, sometimes it'll invalidate one of my codes. But if you go on there just raw and don't get something on special, you'll be able to use one of the codes out there. Of course, one of the things that we've got going on, and this is a deal that's going to be really carried over to our NAB coverage, is, and we're going to have a new code for that. Actually, we're thinking we're going to have a better discount. No promises yet, but right, 25% on web hosting plans of 12 months or more on their fourth generation hosting account by using the promo code CES2. And again, you have to sign up for a year, and it's very inexpensive. $8.49 right now is the price. And again, you can use this code even if there is a sale going on. And that's the most important thing about that code, is the ability to help you save a lot of money. So again, CES2 is the code to save 25%. And we'll have some new codes here at the probably end of the week for the NAB coverage that is going to be forthcoming. I want to thank GoDaddy, of course, for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. Well, one thing I do want to share with you is been working real hard on working with a number of new campaign managers. Some of the longtime ad deals that we've had running here has had a change of, I guess for a better word, personnel. So we're in the middle right now of trying to get to know some of our new campaign managers, getting them up to speed, making sure that they've got us on board, and we're going to be rolling with advertising. All that stuff is always up in the air, and we never know exactly how things are going to work out, especially when a new firm takes over. We hope for the best. And so far, we've been through several of these with no issue. But it's one of those things when maybe it's a good time for me to invite all of you that are longtime listeners or viewers of the show to consider becoming an insider here. And by being an insider, you help support the show with your small monthly contribution that basically goes a long ways in helping us do the things that we do here. And I hope that you'll support me. And if you want to help me continue to basically support the show, all you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com /insider. And, I don't think I've got, I guess I do. I've got a link to it on the main website. But basically, we got $2, $5, $10, and $25 monthly contribution setups here with PayPal. And if you get over to the website, you'll find a link to it. It says support the show. We appreciate any of you that do support with a monthly contribution. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. Okay, so let me come back here. Let's take that down. We're not talking about them yet. Let's see here. What else? This weekend, just a pretty relaxing weekend. Enjoyed Easter here with the family. Didn't go out and do a big meal on Sunday. Everyone here wanted to charge huge amounts of money to go to brunches and so forth. So we just did the family thing and cooked here and stayed in. And so it was nice and nice and relaxing after getting back from Indianapolis last week. So but one thing I did do this weekend was I got starting to get everything packed up, ready for NEB, trying to go pretty light. Looks like only two Pelican cases to go to Vegas. For the coverage there, and looking forward to going out and basically seeing what's going in the broadcast space and to be able to bring you details on what's coming in new gear, new technologies, new services, starting to get some stuff already in email. But basically, we're under, basically can't talk about it yet. We're under embargo. So great. It's going to be great next week. Also, we're going to have Mike Dell, one of our writers at Geek News Central. He's going to be leaving Michigan on, I believe, Sunday and flying out to San Francisco for an event in San Francisco. He's got a Ford event with Ford. So this is one of the cool things that our writers of GNC, if I can't go, one of them have ponied up and said they go. So they're being flown up, compliments of Ford, and there'll be some Ford news next week, of course, from that. And then Andrew, one of our writers in the UK, he's going to be heading off to a great show, and he's actually got a write-up on it on GNC. We'll talk about it a little later here, but he's going to the Gadget Show Live between the 11th and the 15th. So a couple days from now, he's going to be doing that, and we set him up and made sure he had good credentials from Geek News Central to be there. And so take a look at it. And this, of course, this is a show going on in the UK. So if you are looking to want some information on some of these shows, there's audio, gaming, automotive, photo, home, and international stuff. There's lots of big companies there, Canon, Dell, Sony, and so forth, Sennheiser, AMD, all bringing their gadgets. So he's going to be there doing some interviews and covering the show and bringing some news out of the UK for the Gadget Show Live out of Birmingham. In the UK. So look forward to that coming on board. So anyway, lots of stuff going on here over the next couple of weeks, and we'll have lots of content for you at GNC. So definitely want you to be tuned in. All right, let's take care of the last piece of business here, and we'll get into the tech content today. And I do have a big stack of stuff for you, so we can bring up, I put the wrong button. We can bring up that banner now. You know, for a long time here, I have used GoToMeeting with HD Faces because I work from home. I work while on the road. And oftentimes I'll have a meeting where I have to meet with someone across the country and really can't afford to get in an airplane and go somewhere. Or I am on travel and in the business calls back here in Hawaii. Wherever it is, getting everyone together sometimes can be truly a challenge. And it can almost be an impossible task. And, you know, I have a great solution for you to be able to hold online meetings with a service that just simply works. GoToMeeting with HD Faces, your team or you as an individual can meet face-to-face with prospects and different peoples while online, no matter where they are using their, you know, they can chime in with an iPad, with an Android tablet, their phone, and with an iPhone, and basically participate right on the GoToMeeting session with a tablet or call in with their computer. And it just makes it easy to collaborate, and you can see each other because of the web, you know, way the webcam system works, and or your camera on your phone, and you know you can participate on the go, and that's the best thing. You know, I really love GoToMeeting. I've used it for years, and what I want you to do is start hosting your own face-to-face online meetings today with GoToMeeting. As a listener of my show, you can try it for free for 30 days. Don't wait, okay? Don't wait for this. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the try it free button, and really it's a piece of cake. All you got to do, and actually let me load it up here in the browser for you, is you go over to GoToMeeting.com, you click on the orange try it free button, and then it's real simple. You enter the promo, enter your name, your email address, and enter the promo code podcast, and that gets you hooked up and gets you set up for that free 30-day demo. Again, GoToMeeting.com, click the try it free button, and use the promo code podcast. Well, I tell you, this headset that I'm wearing tonight is about ready to get quite literally ripped off my it's driving me insane. It is popping in, popping out. I've definitely, what it is it's my own fault because I got a cable back here. You guys can see me. I'm reaching, I'm shaking it. It's not doing nothing. I'm just going to have to live with it. You guys are telling me, shut up, deal with it, be a professional. all right. Well, at least I can hear in this ear. That's the best part. Okay. I think that's it. And let me go ahead and get into the actual content that we've got for you in the lineup for the show today. And I do have a great lineup of stuff. Now, man, thank goodness you live in the free world. And if you're listening to this show in Iran, come August, you may have to find a new way to listen to this show because Iran plans to unplug the internet. Yes, they plan to unplug the internet and launch their very own clean, aka clean and propagandized. And, as the Muslim church, you know, as it's going to be, can you imagine this? The government has a bizarre plan to create their own clean internet. And of course, the proposed system is an insular, meaning church or religious controlled nationwide internet. And what's going to be heavily, the key word is heavily regulated. And, but this is what they're saying, that, they're saying that all internet service providers offering connectivity in Iran will soon be required to convey the national internet only. The mandate is set to go effect this August, at which point Iranians will no longer have access to the broader internet. This is pretty scary stuff. And it's interesting that they're going to do this. And there's some countries out there like North Korea that are just as, isolated. But you talk about pissing off the populace. They're already upset as it is, and now they're going to go ahead and do this. It's just pretty shocking. So we'll see what develops over this over time. But this is going to extremes to keep your populace basically under control and have the message that they want to put forth. It really, really is. Now, on the other side of the fence, from the free world, we got a cool thing here. We've got an article over in Gizmodo, and this is a pretty amazing picture. It's basically looking out of the International Space Station towards the incoming automated transfer vehicle number 3 that was docking with the ISS. And of course, you can see that the retro rockets are running. Basically, it's the controlled jets. They're basically getting the spacecraft in the right orientation and getting it lined up for docking. So, pretty remarkable, remarkable image here from the International Space Station. It's cool pictures like this that makes you smile and it just shows you that we're doing some pretty amazing things. And very, very unique look, something that I haven't seen before from a approaching spacecraft coming to doing a docking. All right, the geeks out there, the super geeks out there, and those of you that are developers, Twitter has open sourced its MySQL secret sauce. Of course, most websites out there today, including Geek News Central, has an underlying database that has all the information of our 10,000 plus posts, comments, links, you name it. But imagine the scale of Twitter and the millions and probably billions of posts that get put into that system on a daily basis. They've open sourced their MySQL databases, and they're making available for people to look at how they've modified it, and gives people an idea on how big data works. So many times just taking a look at modified code and modified database structure is enough to really give people an inspiration. So if you're a database junkie, you're definitely going to want to check this out. I have a link up to in the show notes about what they've had to offer here. A big announcement today by the mobile carriers. They have announced, according to the Wall Street Journal, that they are going to band together to fight cell phone theft. And essentially what's going to happen is the U.S. government's going to build a central database of stolen cell phones, and then the database will be updated and be able to be maintained and accessed by all wireless companies to track phones that are reported as lost or stolen, and then deny those phones voice and data services if they try to connect to another network. And the idea is ultimately is to reduce crime by making it difficult or impossible to actually use a stolen device, reducing its overall resale value, which makes a lot of sense. Now, I knock on wood, really, quite honestly, knock on wood here, I have never lost a cell phone. I've gotten complete lucky. You know, I've had a few close calls. Matter of fact, when I was going out to CES in January, it was late at night when I was getting into Las Vegas, and left my. Oh, there we go. I see where the problem is. Left my cell phone right on the check-in counter at the rental car place, and if it wasn't for a good Samaritan, I would have been high and dry, quite honestly. I would have, I'd have been without a phone, but, the guy that was next in line figured out that I had left it there, and he chased me down, and I was almost in the elevator. So, you know, for me, it was my closest call in leaving a phone someplace. But in New York City alone, there's about 26,000 incidents of cell phone theft every year. So that's a huge number of cell phones that are essentially being lifted, and people are losing, and then people are realizing and reselling. So we'll see where this database goes over time. I think this is a good move by, this is where we can use some technology to make sure the technology is, using technology. Why can't we do this with everything we own? You know, why can't when I make a purchase at a Best Buy, or if I do a purchase online, they'll send me a monitor. They've got the serial number of the monitor. They should automatically register that for us, so that if we ever go back and we have a theft, we can say, hey, Dell, I've lost, we've had two of these monitors stolen, or I've had a computer. You know, all this stuff should be going into a central database where a business owner or a homeowner can really easily report something. I'm sure there's probably some business built around that already, but, a good way to, because how many of us truly have every serial number for every piece of item that we own written down in a safe place? I'll be the first to admit I'm probably lacking in some instances. I mean, big ticket items just for insurance purposes, I photograph it, gets flipped over, everything gets essentially inventoried digitally. And then all the digital data is stored off in the cloud, in a secure cloud that can't be erased if someone was, say, AKA, like, steal one of my computers. So, that's all there so that I can basically ensure that if I do have an issue, I can go back to the insurance company and say, hey, this is the story on this item, and so we can get paid. But there needs to be, with everything having a serial number on it these days, seems like it would be a good business to be have a registry someplace. It would just be for all electronics, not just mobile devices. All right, HBO, if you are a Xbox 360 owner, it's now going to be available to those of you that are on Comcast, specifically the Xfinity subscribers. So this is a big deal. So HBO Go is available early this week, I'm assuming today. And so this is big. So if you're, a Comcast Xfinity subscriber, you can watch HBO Go on your Xbox 360. Over on Business Insider, businessinsider.com, there's a great story here. You know, that many of you have fallen in love with an app. As a matter of fact, I'm very hesitant to tell my wife about this app or my daughter. I'm sure if they've heard about it, they'd probably already be loaded. But it's called the Draw Something app. And those of you that have played this game will know it's very addictive and, you know, you can hardly put it down. So the OMG Pop, basically that company was purchased just recently by the Zynga folks. They came knocking and they bought them for $210 million. But the ONG people, before the Draw Something app, was really in having some challenges. And they knew they were about to go bust. They were almost out of their venture money. You know, they were short on cash. So the CEO was forced to lay off several of the startup's Flash developers and had basically put people into contractor status and, you know, a variety of different things. But what he did, as he was getting close to closing the deal with Zynga, is he basically told those developers that he'd laid off, come on, you're back on the payroll, get back in, let's get you everything. So literally within hours, or just hours before the deal was closing, he was able to bring back in the people that were on his team that he had had to lay off. And essentially what he did is he was able to keep their options and allow them to vest and allow them to basically reap the rewards of the $200 million acquisition. I, you know, this guy, I'll be honest, I see this guy somewhere, I'm going to buy him a beer, because it's one of those things where you just have to, you have to applaud him, because, you know, he could have not invited those workers back, and they could have been left holding really no money or a very much smaller portion. Maybe they got a little bit before they left, you know, a little bit of options. But he says every company, or every company hire got something from the deal, even the newest employee who hadn't reached their, you know, basically their point in the road where their options vest. And but he made sure it happened. So this is a cool dude that took care of his people, and I really like guys like this that really are thinking about their people first. And, you know, don't you think that's awesome? You know, isn't it nice to see that there's guys out there that, you know, willing to share the wealth and, you know, take care of the people that help build the company in the very early days. And then, you know, basically because he was short of cash, it had to lay him off, and yet brought him back in the really closing hours of a deal. I think that's awesome. Really, don't you guys think that's cool? You know, when you guys are out and reading the news and you're seeing, you know, kind of good stories like this in the tech space, you know, drop me a line, because too often we hear about the crap that people are doing and the antics people pull. And, you know, we're going to get entertained tomorrow with this Maryland lottery, this Mega Millions winner who's come forward. And if it's that one lady, it's going to turn into this, you know, it's going to be a bloodbath with lawsuits, and it's just going to be crazy. We'll see tomorrow, because basically whoever has the ticket has turned it in. So time will tell. But it's nice to see when good people do right things. And I'm not saying this Maryland person has done the right thing, but there's an awful lot of controversy around this one individual. And we'll see how it turns out. But very cool stuff from the OMG Pop folks, and how he really took care of his people. I saw something today that just about set me back in my seat. I want to show you guys, those of you that are watching this. Now, it's one thing to, well, here's what it is. This Weekend is a website that has a variety of different shows. And at the top of the page, they put a banner up. It says, support this Weekend Network. Click here and shop at Amazon. But what Jason Calacanis has done is he has put a blog post up that shows the where he wants you to click. He says, you can support this Weekend Startup. So clicking on this banner before you buy anything at Amazon.com. Seriously, producing independent media ain't cheap. And clicking up here before buying your next flat panel or shirts will really add up. Thanks so much for considering it. And he says, signs it there at Jason. And I think that's cool. You know, for those of you that are fans of the shows, he can do it. But I've never seen, it's almost like a beg. And I guess maybe it's not so bad. You know, I ask you guys to support my sponsors here. And, but it just makes me wonder, here's a guy that has these huge connections, very successful. And why can't he get additional sponsors to support his show? What, where's the disconnect there? You know? And, I could probably sell 95% of this Weekend's ad inventory on their shows. I have no doubt that we could do that at Raw Voice, but it just kind of struck me as kind of funny that he's asking people to click on Amazon links to, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it just seems, it just kind of, I was like, it just kind of made me go, a little bit. And so I guess if you're a fan of those shows and if you're going to buy some, I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon. And maybe I ought to start maybe I need to put my own Amazon link on Geek News Central and click on my own thing every time I buy. Maybe get a percentage back. You guys like my sporting a new haircut today? I went to the barbershop and actually went to a barbershop on a Marine Corps base and let the lady have a nice whack at me. It's a... in military language, it's a number one on the side with a increasing taper up. My wife, I walked in the house and she just looked at me and, you know, ever since I've retired, she has, encouraged me to really let my hair go and let it get longer. I just can't do it. It just gets too, my hair's so thin. Those of you that have been in the right camera angle and seen, you know, back here, there's not a lot of hair there. So when the, when my hair gets long and the wind blows, it's just like this, you know, it's kind of like Donald Trump. It goes crazy. And, so I have to keep it short, but she hates it. It's like at the dirty look when I walked in the house tonight. Let's talk about New York Public Radio, WNYC. They have decided that time shifting equals piracy. Now, they don't mind if you take your old-fashioned cassette deck out, set it next to your radio, and press record, and let your cassette record, and get all the way to the end, and then if you want to listen to it later, stop and rewind it, and listen. They don't mind if you do that. But if you do it, if you use a program like Flip for Mac, where basically it allows you to record a stream that's going on, they consider that piracy. You can't record some digital stream coming out of, and yes, they're providing a digital stream coming out of WNYC. Here, you know, this just blows me away. This is so backwards thinking. And this is, I guess, a public radio station. It's a local public radio station in New York. So what the radio station had to say was that she agreed that if I use a tape recorder or a digital recorder to store the over-the-air broadcast, I could listen to it later because I could pause, rewind, etc. But she said when it went over the internet, it was different. I brought up the TiVo example, and she responded that video on-demand programs often disallow fast-forwarding. It's a whole new world, she said. I haven't recorded anything ever to my knowledge, that prevents me from fast-forwarding through content. Maybe you guys have, but I don't think I have. How do you think we fast-forward through the commercials? And this is a public radio station. They're not supposed to have sponsors. They have people that support the show, right? But they don't have sponsors. It just goes to show you some people are still pretty backwards on things. They really, really, really are. I need to speed things up here. I'm going to not get through all the content tonight. If you've got a smart meter at your house, well, apparently there's been a fair number of these that are being hacked. And the FBI is not real happy because it appears the individuals are charging between $300 to $1,000 to reprogram residents. And basically, you can control them on how fast they're racking up kilowatts. And this is, a growing crime thing. And this is not a surprise. It says the optical converter used in this scheme can be obtained on the internet for about $400. The optical port on each meter is intended to allow technicians to diagnose problems in the field. This method does not require removal, alteration, or disassembly of the meter and leaves the meter physically intact. But some customers are being able to disable meters at night when the air conditioning units are in operation, and a variety of different other things that's going on. And the altered meters can reduce a customer's bill by 50 to 75% because the meter continues to report electricity usage. It appears to be operating normally. And being that the meter can be read remotely, detection of fraud is very difficult. And here's the amazing thing. A spot check of meters, a spot check conducted by the utility in question found that approximately 10% of the meters had been altered. Oh, boy. Now, this is happening in Puerto Rico, I guess. The Puerto Rican Electric Power Authority, PREPA, was one of the companies affected. And it just makes you, just goes to show you that ingenuity in trying to stop not paying something that you're supposed to pay for is working out very well for some enterprising individuals. You know, we don't have smart meters here in Hawaii. The only people that have smart meters are the ones that have solar on their roofs. So you definitely don't want your meter running slower in reverse when you're on a solar person. So I don't think there's any fraud going on here, but interesting to see for those utilities that have initiated them. All right, if you live in Utah, heads up. The Utah data breach is 10% worse, or 10 times worse than originally thought. Apparently, 280,000 Social Security numbers were exposed, names, birth dates, and 500,000 folks were compromised. That's crazy. So specifically a Medicaid server at the Utah Department of Health was the machine that was hacked. And the intrusion happened just a few days ago, March 30th. So they're going to be informing people that who had issues. Not only did Social Security numbers get breached, also tax identification numbers of companies as well. So time will tell. You know, that's a big business right now. You know, do not put your tax return in your mailbox. You know, take it to the post office, turn it in. But a big thing that's going on right now are people are getting lists of Social Security numbers and all the pertinent information, and they're filing a return on your behalf, but depositing the money to a debit card, to a rechargeable debit card. And that's big business right now, and it's a huge, huge fraud in a number of states. And it's just easy money. It's a very low risk of getting caught, but it totally will screw your taxes up, and you probably will not get to the return money that you were expecting if you were due any. The best thing to do, here's the thing, is to make sure that the amount of money that you're paying the IRS is just about what you owe them, so that you don't get into a situation where if some fraud is done against you, you don't have to worry about getting money back that you weren't getting back anyway at all. And you just would be much easier to resolve it that way than if you have this big amount of money coming back from the IRS. I try at the end of the year to be as close to zero as possible. My accountant helps me do that. And I know many of you don't have an actual accountant, but it's real easy to keep track. And you can really use your prior year's income to help you, you know, to judge how much money you should actually be giving Uncle Sam. I know some of you like to use it as a savings account, but please don't, that $2,000 or $3,000 can be, you know, put in a CD or something like that. And you, at least you're getting a few percentage points of interest on that money. You know, so, you know, do it that way instead of letting Uncle Sam draw interest on that and putting it into treasury notes and so forth. All right. Marriott this past week was really, they got some egg on their face. They were basically rerouting people's, you'd go to, if you're checked into a Marriott hotel using their service, when you were visiting different websites, what they were doing is they were substituting ads on a variety of different websites, were changing the ads out and making money on that. Marriott apparently didn't know that was going on. And the company involved that they are do basically handles their Wi-Fi called RG Nets, basically has not made a comment on this, but Marriott made sure this got shut down and that's not happening. But they were doing a little hanky-panky being the middleman with your internet connection while we were staying at Marriott. So I had tweeted that, so any of you that are following me on at Geek News will know some more details about this already. Hey, there's a good report out front over on slashgear.com talking about a survey that was done by Polk. Their analysis has found that 65% of hybrid owners do not buy another hybrid. And that's very interesting to think that, you know, if you bought your first hybrid, you think you'd buy another one, but a lot of people are walking away from them. Now, I've got a buddy that just bought a Chevy Volt, and I'm wondering if he isn't saying that he's regretting his purchase, but having an all-electric vehicle that doesn't have a very long range is already posing issues with him. And he's using a lot more gas than what he thought he would be with this device. And big issue, charging stations. And the charging stations that they have that are not state-run but privately run are very expensive, about $250 an hour to be on the charger, whereas, you know, basically to get a full charge on a Volt, you need about 4 hours if the battery's all the way down to get a full charge. So that's like $10. So, you know, you have to do that every day you're driving around somewhere. All of a sudden, that car is not as efficient as maybe having a, you know, just a regular car with a gas motor, and maybe a hybrid that has, you know, battery and a motor. But of course, the Volt does that as well, has its own, has a motor in it as well that charges it when it's not. But you don't get as many, I guess, miles per gallon out of the Volt as he was expecting. So I, you know, it's an interesting development, and I'll be basically getting feedback from him as time goes on. All right, Intel has delivered a USB 3.0 and its chips finally. This just took forever. So apparently its 7 series chipsets family is now available with shipping in mobile and desktop OEM systems and motherboards worldwide, integrating USB 3.0, finally. And of course, the new chipset's companion silicon to this both support second generation Intel Core processor, aka Sandy Bridge, and third generation Intel Core chips, aka Ivy Bridge. So, but boy, it's taken 10 years to go from USB 2.0 to USB 3.0. In an interesting study, one fifth, and parents, I don't know what you're thinking, okay? I really do not. I've got a third grader here at my house. One fifth of third graders own or have a cell phone. This is nuts. A new study finds that 20% of third graders have a cell phone and 90% of them are online, while 83% of the children in middle school have one. does an elementary school student need a cell phone? I do not understand this at all. My 8-year-old, he gets picked up by me or my wife, gets dropped off by me or my wife. Many of you probably have kids that ride the bus. You know, maybe they're latchkey kids. You know, they have an older brother or sister. But generally 8-year-olds are not alone home. They may be walking to school and by themselves at this point and coming home or riding a bike to school and back. But a cell phone at 8 years old? I don't get it. I really do not understand this. So here's how it breaks down between boys and girls. And you'd think girls would have more cell phones, but it's not. The boys do. 20% of boys, 18% of girls in third grade. In fourth grade, 25% of boys, 26% of girls. In fifth grade, 39% of boys, 39% of girls have cell phones. And we jump into middle school, 83% and 84%. In high school, 86% and 84%. So love to hear your feedback on this one. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about, do you let your kids have a cell phone in third grade? You know, maybe I'm old, a little bit too traditional here, but I just think that's too young. Well, there's special circumstances, I guess, maybe. But boy, I don't know about that. We still don't. Hey, Microsoft has purchased AOL patent license in a $1 billion deal. So basically, Microsoft is buying the majority of AOL's patents. Over 800 individual patents have been purchased. And so that's huge. AOL has retained rights to continue to use and use the technology that are involved in the patents that they're selling to Microsoft. So this is a big deal for Microsoft. Yet to be heard what they're actually going to do with them, but obviously they're buying them to protect themselves. That's for sure. All right, this is non-tech related, but it wasn't your imagination. If you are anywhere in the lower 48 and in March, you had your warmest March ever, with essentially the Midwest, everything from Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, all the way across to Iowa and Kansas, as far east as Jersey and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, had very, very warm Marches. And of course, I was talking to my mom on the phone, and she says, "Yeah, we're getting a deep freeze tonight," and so she's freaking out because, her being a produce broker, she knows that the peach trees and the, you know, everything has been budding already, and it could spell big disaster for the crops that are on the trees, or, you know, the forming crops on the trees that have budded already. So it could be bad. A little more space news. Flying the space shuttles to their new homes starting on April 17th is the current date for the first space shuttle that's going to be going from Kennedy Space Center to the Washington Dulles International Airport, where it will be then towed to the National Air and Space Museum. So again, April 19th. So if you are in the D.C. area, you're going to want to pay attention to it. And then basically they're going to immediately return back to KFC. And the on the 23rd, Enterprise is going to be headed to the Smithsonian. Enterprise, which has been at the Smithsonian, which is going to be replaced, is now going to be heading to the Intrepid Sea and Airspace Museum in New York. And so they're going to be moving shuttles around, the retired shuttles, and going to their new homes. There's a cool graphic, you know, if you want to really look at how big the shuttle was compared to the current, what's being serviced by the International Space Station, by the Soyuz spacecraft. The difference in size is pretty remarkable. It'd take about 20 of those Soyuz to basically match the mass of the space shuttle. So it just gives you a pretty good projection there of what the big difference is. And it obviously is very, very considerable. Okay, over on tortfreak.com, there's a good article up here about the MPAA joining Google, Facebook, and EFF in a repeat of an infringer copyright battle. And boy, there's a lot at stake here. There's a battle going on for DMCA requirements and boundaries. So what's basically going on is that there is a course, a case, Flava Works Incorporated versus Gunter. It's an ongoing case involving an adult studio plaintiff and a user-submitted video link / video embedding site. And what's going on is that a gentleman by the name of Marquis Gunter, who owns a site called MyVidster, a site designed for users to upload links and embed videos hosted on third-party sites, they basically were getting, MyVidster was getting takedown requests, which he was acting upon. He was taking, every time he got a request, he was basically following the DMCA rules and he was taking the content down. But what happened here is this adult company has said, hey, you had people that were repeat offenders. Boom, boom, boom. We were sending new notices on the same users again and again and again, and you never canceled their accounts. He said, I'm not required to. There's nothing in the rules that say I have to do this. So basically, the adult company is trying to have the DMCA encroached upon, saying that he's responsible in doing more. And this guy's saying, no, I'm not. I'm not required to do more than take the content down. There's nothing in DMCA that says I have to remove a user, you know, and all these different rules. So everyone else, I guess, now realizes how big of a deal this is. And so you've got the EFF, Google, Facebook, Public Knowledge, and MPAA all filing amicus briefs, basically all slanted to their own way of thinking, because this is going to be case law. And depending on where this ends up in the court system, could end up being a landmark case on, you know, how far site owners have to go when it comes to enforcing DMCA. Now, moving on a little further here, there's a new bill in Congress right now called the CISPA bill, C-I-S-P-A. This bill is basically supposed to be Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act. Now, what its original intent was that government groups, agencies, and business would be able to share information freely when it come to basically hack systems. And basically what they were trying to do was to protect networks and stuff from theft and misappropriation of intellectual property. What's going on is the CISPA bill is written so loosely, it would let ISPs or allow ISPs without repercussion to spy on and report folks that were pirating music or movies and television shows and so forth. So in the article itself, the EFF sent out an alarming message warning people about the looming threat to CISPA. And basically the EFF said this: there are almost no restrictions on what can be collected and how it can be used, provided a company can claim it was motivated by cybersecurity purposes, the EFF writes. That means a company like Google, Facebook, Twitter, or AT&T could intercept your emails and text messages, send copies to one another and to the government, and modify those communications to prevent them from reaching their destination if it fits into their plan to stop cybersecurity threats. So this bill has gained support from over 100 lawmakers in Congress and anti-piracy groups such as the BSA, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, but also tech companies like Facebook, Microsoft, and Verizon. So if you need to read up on this, and if you find that this bill is something that you oppose, you need to get on the horn and call your congressional rep and get the word out. Here we go. SOPA, PIPA, CISPA. This is just another whack-a-mole. And we keep telling you guys that this is going to continue to be an issue for years to come. We're going to have to watch this. We're going to have to ramp up. We're going to have to fight it if you so feel the bill is warranted of you basically saying that you're willing to fight it or support it. But it looks to me like it's so loosely written, could be fraught for issues. Now, today, the Anonymous came out and said Netflix has formed a SOPA super PAC. And there was the Reddit folks were jumping on board and ready to, you know, hammer Netflix. But Netflix said, no. We've not formed a pro SOPA super PAC. They say the PAC was not set up to support SOPA or PIPA, but what they're trying to do is basically, and of course Netflix has been neutral on SOPA, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to, work on broadband initiatives. And this basically is to peep. So they want to make sure that the free flow of information back and forth and what we pay for internet service providers, we can get services like Netflix without having to pay extra for. So anyway, people were just ready to crucify Netflix today. But I'll let you guys read up on their initiative. They're obviously doing a lot more lobbying here. In 2011, they spent up to $500,000. And obviously, they're going to spend a fair chunk of change here in 2012. All right, Ogizmo has a pretty cool case. And when I first saw this, oh, that's a new laptop from Apple. And it's like, oh, no, it's not. And basically, this case can make your iPad look like a MacBook. So, nice little case, $75. It's through a Japanese retailer called Rakuten. And, of course, you can find it on buy.com, which is the U.S. Partner. So it looks pretty slick. It gives you a nice keyboard to use with your iPad. If I'm going to do that, I'm just going to carry a MacBook Air or something. Why would you do it like that? I guess I don't get it. All right, many of you know who Z Frank is. Z Frank has officially launched his new show. Video blogging pioneer Z Frank posted his first episode on his new show on YouTube. If you remember, he raised $146,000 in a Kickstarter project to do this new series of videos. And one thing he's doing in this is he's got special missions, or special action missions for fans. And his first mission for his audience is to tell him their dreams. He wants people to basically tell him what they're dreaming about. So he's made available a Flash widget, which makes it possible to make an auto recording of these, of your dreams. And close to, I guess, about a dozen people have already started using of it, submitted to him. So if you're a Z Frank fan, definitely want to go check out his latest episode, his latest show. There's a great new service that has come on the Roku. And boy, I tell you, the channels just keep on coming on Roku, and there's all kinds of cool stuff. There's a new channel called Skitter. And basically, Skitter is launching a new service that streams TV stations like NBC, ABC, CBS straight to the Roku or a Western Digital Live set-top box. Now, unlike the Arrow channel, AEREO, which is currently duking it out with broadcasters in court, Skitter is launching its services with all the right licenses. And they're going to be charging between $12 and $15 for the service. So this may be a way, depending on their lineup, for you to get a bunch of channels here that if you've cut the cord that you want to get access to, this is pretty good. So I'm looking here to see if I can find the lineup. They've got... it looks like a pretty good selection of channels from one specific, I think out of Portland is where this is, but 10 live channels go CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox, as well as local PBS affiliate. The company plans to add an additional 10 channels next week. So potentially here you could get access to a pretty good lineup of television content on this new app on Roku called Skitter. Okay. All right, moving on here. Hey, of course, the big news. I probably should have talked about this earlier, but Instagram was purchased for $1 billion by Facebook today. If you're an Instagram user, I know my daughter is. I don't know if I've got an Instagram account or not, but if you're not happy with this acquisition by Facebook, and boy, I tell you, this is a big one, $1 billion. The founder of Instagram is set to have a windfall of about $400 million. I talk about Ka-Ching Payday. That's better than Hinton and Mega Millions. And they've only been in business 2 years. So if you're not a Facebook fan and you don't want all your pictures going to Facebook, there's an app that's been immediately launched called Instaport. It's a simple way to export all your Instagram photos to other social services or your local hard drive. So Facebook obviously saw them as a threat. And of course, sharing pictures is a big thing on Facebook. So I'm sure that really drove the part of the purchase. But man, you know, this company didn't even have a huge valuation a year ago, like 100 million. They got a little more money, 200 million, then boom, 500 here. It's just, it's crazy, crazy amount of cash. Over on lifehacker.com, how to find out if your Mac was infected by the flashback Trojan in one click. Many of you were having challenges using the, and basically going through the instructions, and all you got to do, I'll have a link to the website. It's called Flashback Checker. And there's a place here. You just download the app. You click on it, and it'll check your machine for the infection. A lot of people are finding their machines to be infected, and this is just a quick way to knock it out and make sure that you're good to go. I've been using this new app, and it's kind of fun, and it's a little bit annoying when you first get it, but it's called Paper, and I've been using this a little bit, and you have to buy the extra pens, but it's a great way to keep notes. And if you want to, it's basically their scam is to get the additional pens to write on the pages, you have to spend about $8 to get them all activated. So this really is a cool app. If you haven't played with it, please give it a try. All right. Some content over in Geek News Central. We talked about Google Glasses a lot during the Saturday Morning Tech Show, but if you haven't seen the Google Glasses video, it's basically, we've got the video up at Geek News Central. You can go ahead and take a look at it. It's pretty cool, but the parody video, it was absolutely hilarious. So you definitely want to watch Google's highly slick produced video, and then you're going to want to watch the actual parody video that came out. And I think it's probably a little bit closer to the truth on what those glasses are going to be like when they're in real use. But I cannot wait to be wearing a set of Google glasses with a heads up display that is going to give me all this information. Cannot wait. I'm total nerd. Can't wait for it. I really, really can't. On the last show, we talked about a law that was going into, has been in effect in Spain. And it's kind of the SOPA equivalent in Spain called Cindy. And one of our writers at Geek News Central, Jen, she's bilingual. She can speak Spanish. So she basically did some research for us and has done a great write-up on Geek News Central about Cindy. And it's spelled S-I-N-D-E. So I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly. But long story short, she's got a good write-up about it. I have a link up in the show notes for you to check out. And you can kind of see how what has happened with SOPA-like legislation has passed in other countries and the effect of it. And we need to keep an eye on this. One of our writers as well, KL, she had done a write-up on CISPA as well. So I have that link up in the show notes for you too. It's a little different spin, a different take on the bill. I'm a big fan of the folks from PlanOn, and they've announced a new scanner, just a wafer thin scanner. It's called the world's smallest scanner, but they've done some pretty cool stuff with their scanners in the past. We've talked about their stuff regularly, covered them at CES and so forth. But the latest announcement from them, I'll have the link up in the show notes. I did have a kind of an interesting day. I went to turn on one of my older laptops, a Windows Vista machine, and it booted, and all of a sudden it froze, and then I rebooted it, and it basically said operating system not found. So I'm digging for disk around here. But if you've got a Windows Vista machine, Windows Vista support is being extended. So you're going to have Windows Vista security support through April of 2017. You're not going to be able to call Microsoft and get free support. You're going to have to call. And if you call them, you need support, you're going to have to pay for it. But you're covered on Vista till 2017. Okay, if you've got an AT&T phone that's out of contract, AT&T is now unlocking all out-of-contract iPhones, so you can definitely get your phone unlocked if you want to. This is a great way to basically be able to upgrade to a new phone, hand that old phone to a different member of your family if they want to use it on a different network or is for resale value. So, Winnie, that's pretty awesome. And again, if you're only out of contract, will they unlock it? But remember, there's lots of ways to unlock your phone. You don't have to be out of a contract to do that. Of course, if you've got comments today, you want to hear from you, 619-342-7365 is our hotline. Open 24 hours a day. Leave your comments. Again, 619-342-7365. Hey, Commodore founder Jack Tramiel has terrible news here. He has passed away at the age of 83. The Polish-born businessman, perhaps best known in the technology universe for his founding of Commodore and responsible for the Commodore 64, 128, Amiga, of course. His is a very inspiring story. He survived Auschwitz. He was arrested in April of 1945, of course, when the Americans freed Auschwitz. And I believe the Americans did. I don't think the Russians did. And so anyway, he is obviously a big part of the computing industry. And I had a Commodore Colt at one time. I think I had a Commodore 64 as well. So I had a number of his products. But anyway, sadly, he has passed away today at the age of 83. All right, folks, that's all I got for you today. And love to hear your feedback. What do you guys think about the Instagram acquisition by Facebook? And I wasn't a big Instagram user, so I don't have a huge buy-in on this. I don't really know what to think, you know? I know a lot of people are not happy, but it's one of those things that happen in business, yeah? All right, we did have a number of emails that came in from listeners of the show. Let me look at the calendar here, make sure I'm not going back too far. Got an email here from Tim. He says, the surviving speech of the future will have a touch screen pad like an iPad. So basically what's going on is in New York City, they're going to be replacing phone booths with touch screens. They give you information on being able to dial 311 and look at the local landmarks and probably directions to businesses and restaurants and so forth. So anyway, they're putting those, going to be putting those in place in New York City. I got an email here from Richard talking about Nokia, and he only provided a list to Mashable, Richard. I think we didn't get the full link here, so I'll see if I can find that on Mashable, what they're talking about on Nokia. Of course, we talked about the MPAA repeat infringer copyright battle that's going on, so I did cover that in the show tonight. Got that from Richard as well. Got an email here from MS Small Biz. They say, hey, Todd, must see image. Have not found a rigger from NASA, but this one is pretty darn good. And I tried loading it and boom, it was not available on the website. So hopefully that hasn't went 404. People were complaining that Google did not have any special Easter graphics on Sunday. So interesting move there. Maybe they just thought it was too political of a decision to have something religious up on the website, but no Easter special graphics for sure. Let's see here. Got an email here from George. He says, hey, Todd, as you may know already, I'm a long-time listener, not missed a show yet. I found this article interesting. I thought our GNC audience may benefit from it. Kind regards, George Garfuna. And I apologize if I've mispronounced your name. And it's basically from the from TalGalan.com. It's Build It, Market, Sell It. And I didn't read through this full article, but it's about bringing stuff to market and being able to target a market. So I have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. Let's see here. There was a Google Easter egg. So I have that link up and basically the information on that. What else I have here? I've got an email from Richard saying, hey, Ty, I just want you to know I've been running Sonos free antivirus on the Mac, and it's really all you need. According to Macworld and Mac Life, I haven't seen any viruses running on my machine. I even run that check in Terminal. Just thought you might want to know. Love the show. So Sonos free antivirus is a potential. And someone sent me a link to an April Fool joke that we missed. And I think that's going to cover me. I want to thank Andrew for his email, a private email, and do appreciate it. What else here have we got? And boy, just lots of emails have come in. Everyone, thanks for sending stuff. I do appreciate it. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. And if you're still here, wanted to wait to the end of this, and because I know we'd have some true diehard fans all the way at the end of the show. It's time to put this iTunes app thing to rest. And so here's what I'm doing. I'm looking for an iTunes app developer, someone that can build me an app, get it done, get it up so we can get something up. It's been way too long. We're way overdue. I will have, you know, I've got some design ideas. So if you are listening and you have a connection to someone that's an iPhone app developer, an iPad developer, let me know. I've got some basically some money set aside on basically being able to build one. And let's get something going and get a GNC app up on the website. I think it's time. We're way overdue. And that way you can have GNC a little bit closer to you with just a touch of an app. So definitely drop me a line here, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, my voicemail hotline is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 619-342-7365. You can follow me at Twitter, at Geek News. And of course, again, my name is Todd Cochran here at Geek News Central. It's been my pleasure to bring you the show and to the audience and to all of you that are fans of the show and part of the family here. Hey, thanks for being here and thanks for hanging out. My headset finally kind of started to cooperate with me. I'm almost afraid to touch it, but, everyone take care. And, hey, as far as the show goes, trying to decide if I'm going to have a Monday show, when I get to NAB, it's going to be tough. There's a lot of stuff going on. Definitely will have a Thursday show. I believe I get back early enough to be able to do one, but taking the gear. So we'll see how it goes. If there is one, it might be a short one, but we'll have a Friday show. There will be no Saturday morning tech this coming Saturday because I'll be just getting into Vegas Saturday morning after flying the red eye out. But thanks for being here. Thanks for being patient, being part of the family. And I really do appreciate you guys' feedback. And thanks so much. Everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. And aloha.